You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Fred Rodriguez, and this is episode number 629. Our topic today is birds. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. Okay, let's get to it. The incident went around the world after a video surfaced of Cooper calling the police when a black man who was in the area of a bird park, and was watching the park with his dog, asked her to leash her dog in an area of the park where a leash is required. Available kits include a dog leash, dog collar, leash holder and harness, as well as a pair of gloves. Birds of prey such as eagles and falcons have also been successful since the 1970s, according to the new study. According to CDFW, elk are one of 9 bird of prey, including the bald eagle, that have been identified as bird species. Several state parks in the area include Westmoreland State Park, where visitors can fish, hunt and track birds of prey such as the great blue egret, the great squirrel and the American bald eagle. Birds of prey, in particular, have recovered from the heavy losses caused by the harmful pesticide DDT, which caused many to lay unusually thin shells that were torn under the weight of breeding chicks. Since the 1970s, according to CDFW, 250 million people have gained access to more than 1.5 million acres in the United States. In the late 1960s, the USDA began regulating the chemical, but when public concern grew after a series of serialized New York papers on the effects of DDT on birds, it banned it in 1970. To estimate the changes since 1970, Rosenberg and his colleagues used data from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Natural Resources Conservation Service, which includes data on birds, mammals, reptiles, amphibians, birds of prey, and insects, to estimate the changes in 1970. The team then traversed the 143 weather satellites used to track migratory birds. Thousands of volunteers counted points and counted the number of birds they saw or heard on designated routes. More than 90% of the total loss is attributed to just 12 bird families, including sparrows, warblers, blackbirds, larks and finches. The great loss of these resilient birds shows how much bird species around the world are struggling to survive. For the first time, researchers have discovered that endangered species are not the only birds suffering from population loss. Widespread birds are so-called habitat generalists, birds that can thrive almost anywhere. In fact, ordinary birds, including our beloved backyard companions, sparrows and blackbirds, are the most affected. Learn how best management practices for grassland birds can help birds on land and in the countryside. Birds like the moose are birds that we have always seen and that resonate with us because they are so common. It was established to protect and improve bird populations and habitats on the state's lands and waters. It was created to integrate bird conservation interests into the agency's planning, management and research as part of its mission. The American Bird Conservancy has designated Yosemite National Park as a bird sanctuary of global importance because of its important hibernation habitat for many bird species. Take the time to observe the birds in their natural habitat and record their habits and behaviors. Listen to their calls and make long calls to attract partners, explain territory, identify family members and announce the presence of predators. When you see a hawk snatching a dove or an ostrich through the African savanna, you know you are #vey gained an insight into the nature of extinct dinosaurs. Note, however, that living birds are very different from extinct dinosaurs in many ways, so you cannot assume that all dinosaurs are the same. Evolutionarily, the surviving birds have been separated from other coelurosaurs for more than 150 million years. Science has shown that their shared evolutionary history is closely linked to them, but they see, function, and act very differently, look and look very different. Darwin looked at finch species and compared their food to the shape of their beaks. There was a long beak that ate the nectar of the flowers, and then a thick, strong beak that made it possible to eat hard seeds. Through our journey around the world, we have studied many bird species, but have not yet seen how many are similar enough to allow different species to survive. Since birds are inextricably linked to the course of the seasons, species that live at different altitudes follow radically different seasons. Birds develop different characteristics to capitalize on the available food sources in the environment. Bird lovers visiting Yosemite National Park will observe and experience different bird behaviors depending on the season and habitat. Spring in Yosemite is especially exciting when a large number of birds with bright feathers and bright colors adorn the landscape. A large number of migratory birds can be seen and heard looking for insects, seeds, berries and other birds, while building their nests to provide food for their young and offspring. Birdwatchers visiting Yosemite National Park in spring, summer, autumn, winter or early spring will experience and see different bird behaviors depending on the season, habitat, etc. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 629. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.